when I went to the toilet, to the bathroom, I saw the small little centipede.
Oh, so,
it's a small one. So the first thing was that I used the water pipe to want to,
flush it off.
Down to the drain.
Yeah.
Then when I was doing it, then suddenly a recollection arise, it's like that time when I was a girl guide, then somehow the situation is like we were at the very after the raining season, the water is under our waist, then after that the person in front of me sat on the wrong foot, then we all at the end was pushed towards the drain and towards to the lake, And suddenly I thought I would die already, Then suddenly there's a stone in front of me, then they blocked us, then we all were safe. Oh, then when I was doing that, I was thinking, actually that was a karma that I'm doing the karma down.
Yeah.
Then the karma is going like
you experience karma. Like can feel the fear of the centipede. You didn't experience that. When you were flushing or about to fly, you can sense it actually, that fear that the centipede had.
Yeah.
Last time when I sweep the floor, I realized there were some ants there. No? Then when I sweep, I saw with the mindfulness, the movement of the ant. No? I can sense their fear. No? Their fear. Then I knew, like what you knew, karma. In future, I will have to pay back that type of karma. When I did to all these small fellow, if I am not aware, then this thing happens. But because I'm aware, I straight away ask for forgiveness. Then after that, I slow down. Then I take the dustbin nearby, I sweep it in. So that there is not so much of this fear. Otherwise, whatever you do, that's why when you are mindful, sensitive, you can feel them. You can feel them. You're a human being, you can feel them. When they are unhappy, depressed, of course, those are very obvious mind state. But sometimes, very subtle one, if you are mindful and sensitive, you can sense it. That being is not in their natural state, not their natural happy state or free of problem. You know they have problem, something disturbing them. There's something that they have not been able to resolve. So you can sense that because you have the wisdom, the mindfulness, the sensitivity. So even insect, animal, all you can. Yeah, very good, Sato. Finally, what do you do to the centipede? The small fellow?
I will just flush it down to the drain.
Oh, it's still going on. Never mind. Next time I teach you. Do not fear. You read it metta, then slowly with a piece of paper or what, then you sweep it, then put on the dustbin, then dispose it out. Let them have their own habitat outside. This is what you can do. Because you flush it down, they will come up again. Because most of the time they didn't go on. They will find their way up. Next time they come out, they become bigger a bit. You haven't seen the big one, These are small. Big one don't try, Big one, you better get a dustbin, then sweep and quickly clear it off. You can clear it off in a big plastic bag or whatever, then dispose it out. Because some of these centipedes, they have poisonous, you call that one, the teeth. Oh, the one that can bite on. Then the scorpion, you be careful, you meet a scorpion. The tail can sting you. But be mindful, be aware, then you will know how to handle them. What is your second question? Yes.
When I was draining it down to the drain, I don't notice my reaction is because I want to settle it very fast so that I have to deal with it.
Yeah, initially it's like that. Initially because you just want to clear it very fast. That's why when you have that intention, you are not that sensitive, you are not that mindful. But when you, out of love, you try to dispose it with an understanding, then you will be very careful. you will do it very nicely. Even when you want to flush, you do it slowly, so that it will not have this fear, the excessive fear. But you have a piece of paper or cardboard, easier for you to do it. Because all these are small creatures, small insects that can be easily disposed of. Okay.
Then I noticed that thought, but I didn't really like identify, just like just aware, but I didn't really go and proliferate on that. No? Then later on, next day or maybe a few days later, then while I was at the kitchen washing, then I saw some foreign worker. Then I was thinking, oh, they must don't know whether they are hungry or not, having this thought. Oh, then suddenly a thought arise that why people want to kill, it's like, you know, they want to protect their family and then they just kill. And then they all having this thought of just settle it fast, then it will settle. Then I was thinking, oh, actually, even though like we are in this, like we are wholesome and everything, but actually there's inside us has this evil thought that waiting for the condition to arise.
Yeah, the selfishness and all those things. That's why you must see them. You must see them. Because the human being, before you have the wisdom, the sacrality is always there. That self that is selfish. You sometimes the thought will tell you, you pity these people. These people suffer migrant and they have to do all this killing and all those things because they need money, they need food and all those things. But sometimes you have to be careful. Contemplation is very important. When you have wisdom, you contemplate. We are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of our karma. So everything is coming. That's why you don't take care of karma, you will see they end up like that. So it will remind you constantly to advise people, take care of karma. Karma take care of you. Otherwise you end up like that. I used to tell my wife that you have to be careful about helping. Well, you cannot help the whole world. The whole world is full of all these things. Wherever there is affinity, there is condition, you can do something, you do. Otherwise, don't be a good-hearted fool. Don't think that this is doing good that you must do. No condition, forget about it, no need. You have a lot of other better ways to do wholesomeness. Because the world is the world. It is the way it is. Condition like that, things we learn that. So unless there is condition, there is understanding, you will not act. You will not do anything. If there is condition, then you will know. Condition will arise, surface for you to understand. Then you know it's meant to be. Or it will keep on arising. And then you know this is something you have to do. When these people have affinity, there is condition to do. Then you can mobilize people to help or come out with the idea, then see how it goes. Then let condition unfold. That's why wisdom will lead you to have that understanding to detect condition, to be sensitive of all this, to understand all this, and you will know how to act. Acting according to wisdom, born of understanding, is very important.